How are you? Happy Friday. Man, I just checked my phone.
Yeah.
I start a podcast, I push all the buttons, I start talking, and I pick up my phone to see what's going on, take a sip of coffee, and go, let's wait for the show to start. But somebody just said, they just came into my Facebook group, they said, here's their thing. Cool group. Thanks for the acceptance. You're welcome. Glad to have you. Gene, glad to have you. So today, joyful, no matter what. Joyful is a word I've been using more. A lot of it's my wife. Her name is Joy, and that works for me. I always have joy in my life because I'm married to her. But a lot of us chase happiness. I get tired of chasing happiness. I did. Because you know what I found out? I said happiness is always based on an outcome, and I wasn't always happy. Sometimes I'm going to go do this. This is what my day's going to be. And I wasn't happy. And I was like, oh, that's stupid. It's like my wife and I used to talk about this. We'd planned to go out. When we were dating a lot of years ago, this is when we had our first conversation. We'd go out dancing. You know, we're trying to, you know, basically entrap each other. And so you date, you go out and do stuff to have some fun, to have those moments in time to see if you can entrap each other. Or to catch yourself doing something that will untrap you. You know, dating, dancing, all that stuff, particularly after 10 o'clock at the bars. But we'd go out and we'd not have the time we wanted to have. We'd be like, man, we made all the reservations. We had the dinner, we had the drinks, we did everything. What happened? It's okay. We had a good time. Let's go home. Other times you'd go out and it would just be great. You'd meet somebody, the band would be better than usual, and something would happen. Wow. And you just were grinning ear to ear. And I just learned a long time ago that, okay, so the plan to go out and be happy doesn't always work. And I can tell because many times people that I live in Orlando or the Central Florida area, I go to the happiest place on earth sometimes. Disney World. There is no place on the world to have more screaming couples and babies than Disney World. I'm telling you, but it's the happiest place on earth. Yeah. Scott Logic. Full play there. Hi, by the way, it is me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer at motivationandmovement.com. Welcome to my journey through life. That's exactly how this program started years ago. I said, I think I can help some people doing a podcast. There were like five people listening to a podcast back then. Now there's like 55, something like that. It's pretty big. And I said, well, let's jump on the show. Let's do it my way. And let's see what happens. And 50 million downloads later, you showed up. Where you been? I've been waiting for you a long time. Oh, you were with me when I, like 15 years ago, and you just came back. Okay, well, let's catch up sometimes. But I take you on a journey, speaking Scott Logic. The whole goal is really simple. Can I keep you entertained? Can I keep you listening a little bit? Can I make you think, what is he thinking? Can I get you inside my brain a little bit? Can I entrap you and hold you long enough so that I can implant a nugget inside of you? Like an implant from the movie Another Life or the show Another Life on Netflix. Yeah, it got me. It did. If I can plant an implant, a little spider in your brain so that when life gets crazy, when you get distracted, when you get off track, when you get unhappy and you want to be joyful, all of a sudden I push a button here in the studio and you go, and you get everything you want. Is that too much to ask? Maybe. That might. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, good to have you here today. Thanks for stopping by. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Before I start the show today, the very long show today, the very long open to the show today, I do want to ask you to ask yourself a question. How do you want to feel? If it's your first time stopping by, and a lot of people are stopping by for the first time, you might wonder what I mean by that. And if it's if you're the 55th person listening in 15 years, you might be saying, oh yeah, I thought about that. I should be asking how I want to feel. Here's all I mean. If you don't stop, see, you're an emotional creature and you're going to be in kind of a couple of ways here. First off, you're either being consciously thinking about something, you're going to be stuck up in your head, or you're going to be mindlessly drifting in the default network of your brain. Like, or you're going to be back in the limbic, the emotional system, which is the feeling part. And you're going to bounce back and forth all day long. And all I'm doing is when I say to you, how do I want to feel? I'm going right back to the emotions, to the limbic part of your brain. But as soon as you say, how do I want to feel? You're kind of conscious now, right? So you're kind of like, well, of course, I want to feel, boom, good. So the reason I'm asking you to ask that is basically to get self-aware of where you are now and how you like to feel in the moment and the moments that follow. That's it. And that's kind of woo-woo, isn't it? But it's actually science. Not a scientist, but I sure study a lot of scientists and I read a lot of books about scientists and I listen to what they say. And I do it with a grain of salt as well. I do follow the science, I do. However, since the science tends to morph with more research, I give it time. That's all I'll say on that. So joyful, no matter what. When I speak being joyful often, there are a lot of questions about how we make that happen. And let me go back to what I said earlier. I've kind of jettisoned the concept of being happy. I am happy. I don't want to make you think I'm not. And that, yes, I think at some level I just want to be happy. I think all of us do that. But I've just found living my day, if I could get myself in a place where I was feeling just joyfully going through my day, because I've seen a lot of people do that, that I would be happier. And I am that way. In fact, yesterday I was at the dermatologist and this young lady, my anesthetician, is that what they call him? Yeah, it's like a girl thing. And I actually said that to her. I said, hey, I know women come to see the anesthetist. She goes, no, almost all my clients are men. I go, really? We want to be pretty too? It's awesome. And she liked my energy. Like I was kind of joyful. She said, you're such a happy guy. I don't see that all the time. What do you do? And I said, I have this podcast. And I told her about it. She goes, I've listened to you. So don't tell me that. Not as you're ready to put that thing on me. Please don't do that. She goes, I joined your Facebook group. I said, no, no pictures. Anyway, back to where I was. There is no magic to being joyful. You don't need rose-colored glasses, unless you're on Instagram. Then you probably do. TikTok, you need blindfolds. No, they're not required to be joyful. It's not. In fact, the more precise you see the world, the more joyful you will be. So there is to it. No, that's how it works. I'm going to bury my head in the sand. I don't want to know anything about the world. It's crazy out there. Hey, give me something to drink. Give me something to smoke. Get me out of here. Give me something to make me fat so I don't have to worry about it. No magic pill to be joyful. Nothing else required. But you do need clarity. You got to summon the courage at some point to just look at the world for what it is and go, it is what it is. Act accordingly. Let's kind of love everything that's going on around you for what it is. Hard to do sometimes, though, isn't it? Love him? Yeah. You know what I mean. When you accept that merely being alive means that you're going to run into occasional challenges, that's being precise and with clarity, isn't it? You're going to be more joyful. If you just take on the day when you get hit between the eyes and go, okay, all right, I guess I'm alive. You'll know it when you're not. That's debatable. We don't really know, do we? We don't really know. Technically, you probably won't know that you're not alive, but then again, nobody really knows. You find the person who can absolutely guarantee me that we know when we're dead, that we know we're dead. I'll give you a gold star. Haven't met that person yet. When you realize that dealing with challenges is a privilege of being alive, you'll be more joyful. A privilege? Wait a second, Scott, that was the worst day of my life. Mm-hmm, but you're alive. I'd rather be dead. Really? Probably not. Just saying. It's not really the case. You're not wired that way. When you accept that frustration is the part of life, you will be more joyful. Yeah. You almost had me, Scott, but you lost me right there. Frustration? Are you kidding me? Listen, I have my new Road King, and I'm in the act of it's a starter kit. That's what a Harley Davidson did. It's just a starter kit. It's like the starter kit of Legos. It's the same thing. Yeah, but it's just like $25,000 starter kit. You buy the starter kit, and then you start putting stuff on it. And the brilliance of a Harley Davidson is that they basically know I'm not a mechanic, and they make it so that I can just go buy cool stuff and bolt it on in about 20 minutes, and I feel like a mechanic. Like, hey, look what I did. It's cool. But you know what? I don't care how easy they make it or how fun it is to make my ride. I still scrape my knuckles. I still don't have the tool. I still can't get maneuvered into the place I need to. And you wonder, how the heck did they even build this in the first place? It's frustrating. And I own a motorhome too, a really big, fancy, nice motorhome. And guess what? There is nothing more frustrating than owning a motorhome. And I fly airplanes too. And guess what? There is nothing more frustrating than trying to fly an airplane that you think is broken. It's going to kill you in the air. It's frustrating, but you got to fix it anyway. There's nothing more frustrating than going to the gym and finding out there's no equipment because that person's sitting there checking their Facebook feed while you need to work out. Or the worst in the world, the sauna is not working. Disclaimer, I live in Florida. Saunas are still legal, and we still go in there. When you accept the frustration as part of life, you get more joyful. When you are more joyful in your day, when you deal with everything in life from a joyful place, no matter what happens, when you basically do it without ever, as they say, skipping a step or skipping a beat, you're more joyful. I'll never forget the first time I learned to fly an airplane. Well, not the first time. I was up in the air. And when I was flying the airplane, I was pulling out of the airport. Got to climb at 700 feet, turn 030 to the right, climbing up to cruise altitude of 1,000 feet. And I would hit some turbulence. Oh, my God, we're going to die. We're going to die. Oh, my God. About 2 years later, I did the same thing. It felt like I hit a pothole in the sky. And when I did, I said, well, that was interesting. Didn't miss a beat. I just kept on flying the airplane. Living life is a lot like being a pilot. Just keep flying the airplane. Don't miss a beat. Don't worry about it. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Quick, go to the Facebook group and tell me where that came from. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Ren and Stimpy, yeah. All right, it's been a fun week, a crazy week. If it's your first week stopping by, God bless you, and I hope you survive it, and you'll survive. You'll over the weekend, all of this will fade. Everything I put in your head be like, okay, I got over the trauma of Scott. But you will recognize by Monday morning that the ability to speak common sense in a really crazy world, all the stuff you learned this week is going to resonate with you in a way that maybe nothing else has, and it's going to be your way, not my way. That's what I wanted to be. And I'm done with you. I've had enough of you. You guys, forget. Just stop it. Stop. Leave me alone. I got to go play. I'll see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.